Chapter 1. Marley's Ghost. Ebenezer Scrooge was a hard and cold man. The cold inside of him seemed to freeze his face. His nose and cheeks looked icy and pointed. His lips were blue. Even his walk and voice were cold. No fire or heat had the power to warm him. One Christmas Eve, Scrooge was busy in his counting house. The only people in the office were Scrooge and his clerk, Mr. Cratchit. Outside was windy and cold. Inside was cold as well. Scrooge did not like to waste money on coal for the fire. Suddenly, the door opened and a happy voice called, "Merry Christmas, Uncle!" It was Fred, the nephew of Ebenezer Scrooge.
"Bah, humbug," replied Scrooge.
"You don't mean that, I'm sure," said Fred.
"I do," said Scrooge. "Who should be merry? You? You're poor enough."
"Then why aren't you merry?" asked Fred with a smile. "You're rich enough."
"Bah, humbug," said Scrooge again.
"You keep Christmas your way, I'll keep it mine."
"But you don't keep it,"
Fred reminded his uncle. "Christmas is a time to be good. It is a time to do good to others. I say, God bless it." Then he asked, "Will you come eat with us tomorrow?" Scrooge laughed. It was his way of saying no to his nephew.
"Why not, Uncle? I want nothing of you. I ask nothing of you. Why can't we be friends?"
"Good afternoon," was all Scrooge said.
Later, the time to close the counting house arrived. Looking at Mr. Cratchit, Scrooge said,
"You'll want tomorrow off, I suppose."
"If it is convenient."
"No, it's not convenient, but I can do nothing about it. Be here early the next morning."
Then both men left for their homes. Scrooge lived in an old apartment. His business partner, Marley, had also lived there in the past. However, Marley had died 7 years before. As he came to the door of his home, Scrooge thought he saw Marley's face on the door. And later, at dinner, he saw the face again in a picture in his room. The strange face was heavy on his mind that night. Scrooge tried to forget it as he dressed for bed, but he could not. Then, as he sat before the fire, he heard the sound of chains. The door flew open, and in walked the ghost of Marley.
"Jacob Marley?" asked Scrooge,
trying hard to control his fear.
"Yes," replied the ghost.
"Why do you wear those chains? You were a good man of business when you lived."
"Business?" the ghost cried out. "Mankind was my business. Helping others and showing mercy were my business. But I did those poorly. Now I walk in chains, unable to do anything about the possibilities I missed in life."
Then the ghost stood close to Scrooge.
"My time is short," it said. "I have come to warn you. You can escape chains like these. 3 spirits will come to you. Learn from them."
With that, the ghost of Marley went out the window into the cold, dark night.